Absolutely, Barry. Family in question are just distressed, absolutely distressed at being advised by Garda Síochána that a threat has been made against them by an organisation calling itself the IRA. They've been given 48 hours to leave Donegal or they will be shot. They're being accused of being drug dealers. First thing I want to do as a TD for Donegal North East is to condemn this threat. And secondly, I want to state clearly to those responsible that I believe these allegations to be entirely untrue. Indeed, I spoke to a number of members of the local community where this family live, and they also believe these allegations to be untrue. So I'm calling on this organisation to remove this threat immediately and let these two brothers get on with their lives.
And what did the brothers do now? Are they going to have to leave the county because of this threat?
Well, they are making the necessary security arrangements as a family. They're very, very distressed. And when I spoke to one of the brothers and the father of the other brother last night, they're very distressed. They cannot understand where this is coming from. Again, I call on those responsible to immediately remove this threat and to let this family get on with their lives.
And there has been a number of shootings in Derry over the past week, so these threats would have to be taken seriously.
Absolutely. Like the family, have been advised by Garda Síochána in relation to this, and indeed, I have no choice than to advise them to take it seriously, and that means that their life is turned upside down. Those responsible have behaved recklessly. They have no right to make these threats. They speak for nobody. But I also say to those responsible that there's no truth to these allegations and they should remove the threat immediately.
We're normally used to these threats in places in Strabane and Derry. We're not normally used to this in Donegal.
My concern is this, though, is that these dissident organisations have been involved in various incidents in Donegal. Indeed, they murdered a man just a few short years ago in Donegal. So, I have to take any threats, any activities seriously as a public representative in this county. I'm appalled by them. They speak for absolutely nobody in this county. But the truth of it is that they are a serious threat to persons in this county. And I'm appealing to them, calling on them to remove this threat and to stop their activities immediately.
And as you say, you said it, I've heard many other politicians in the north say it. Who are these people? Who are they trying to represent?
Well, I'm an Irish Republican. I'm elected to represent the people of Donegal North East. And these people, they speak for nobody. They act on behalf of nobody in Donegal. But the main issue for me today is that they immediately remove this threat and that they become aware that there's no truth to the allegations that they've made against this family.